Springtime means gift time at Jesse Brown's. This is Bill Barty saying that if you know a graduate that loves travel, the outdoors, or fly fishing, then we have the gift for you. From a hammock for a dorm room to a briefcase for that job, Jesse Brown's has plenty of gifts and complimentary gift wrapping as well to go with it. Stop by, because if you're going somewhere or know someone going somewhere, then start with us at Jesse Brown's. Hey, south of Miami and extending west all the way to the Dry Tortugas practically is Monroe County, Florida. You might also know it as the Florida Keys, and the Carolina Outdoor guys here on WBT from Jesse Brown's are going to head down there and find out about this special place, maybe the fish that swim around in those special flats and that sort of thing. But first, let us introduce ourselves. I'm Bill Barty, and sitting beside me is Mr. Christopher S. Lawing.
Hello there. I'm excited to travel to the Keys.
Well, not only are we going to learn about the Keys, but we'll also learn about these fish. And we're also going to talk about the sport of fly fishing, specifically saltwater fly fishing, because they have so many of these sports fish down there to catch via a fly rod. But before you cast that fly out there, it has to be created. And we have one of the nation's most renowned fly tiers who's going to join us, who resides in Isla Mirada down in Monroe County, Florida. Let's bring him on to the Carolina Outdoors. We got John Antonano, also known as the Flats Guy, who's going to join us right now in the Carolina Outdoors. John, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Christopher.
Listen, without delay, just tell us about the season down there. We know you've been able to get out on the water a good bit down in Florida, and it's pretty easy for us from Charlotte to get to Florida because we can just fly down to Miami, rent a car, and be fishing those flats that you call home pretty quickly. What will we see here as we near June in the Florida Keys flats?
Well, right now the topping fishing is awesome. It's just turned on super hot this week. And it's going to run right through up to July 1st. If you can handle the passion of sitting out on the water and watching these 6 to 8 foot torpedoes come at you in daisy chain, it's just awesome. We had a client out yesterday, and he jumped 22 fish, hooked 10, loaded 3. That's unusual, but again, right now the high peak of the tarpon season will run usually from May 1st to June 30th. You're fishing them on Oceanside, anywhere from Isla Mirada right down to Key West. What also you can do is find on the flats as you're waiting for the fish to come in, you got shots at permit and potentially the bonefish. If you're into the passion of the saltwater fishing, you venture offshore, you got still got some sailfish around, some kingfish, and now that grouper opened up, if you really like to try something on the reef, try dredging a fly down for some grouper.
Now, John, what is it about the Florida Keys that makes it so prevalent in regards to the types of fish there, but also so prevalent in the quality of the fishing? Because it is known across the whole wide world as one of the best sport fishing places and destinations to go. What makes the Keys so special?
Well, we're kind of like in the middle between the Bahamas, Cuba, and surrounding the Gulf of Mexico. So when you look at the waters have the tendencies to have the Atlantic Ocean and the Gulf of Mexico. The temperatures can vary a few degrees on either side. But what's nice, you get the reef, the buildup, it comes in from a deep water. You want to go out 3 miles on the Florida Keys from Isla Mirada or Marathon, you're already into 150, 200 feet of water. You go out a little further, a place called the Humps, you're actually into 3,500 feet of water, and it's an underground mountain where the peak of the mountain tops out at 4 feet, and then you got 400 feet to the surface. So it's just the way the water is, the oceans, the current, and it provides the estuaries and the shallow waters provide protective grounds for the species that are migrating and also that are slowly regenerating into the areas.
We got the Flats Guy on. You can check out all his pictures at Instagram, at Flats Guy. John Antonano is joining us, fishing guide. Actually, John, your real industry has been in fire, flooding, nuclear, that sort of thing. This is your passion, though, and I can tell by your Florida Keys accent that you may not have been there from birth. How did you go from, and of course, you're still in the fire and flood industry, but how did you get to the Keys, and tell us about where you started.
Okay, I'm originally from New York City, and when I was growing up in New York City, my parents moved to the suburbs on Long Island. Being a New York City boy, playing on concrete, I discovered a thing called grass, then a beach, then waves. So I started fishing and surfing at a young age, around 12 or 13. I got into working at a tackle shop when I was old enough to ride a bicycle and get to the tackle shop, and I had the fortunate chance of meeting a gentleman called Lonnie Wanza. Lonnie Wanza was a renowned, legendary rod builder. So I did an apprenticeship with him from 16 to literally 19, building fishing rods. Then I went up to do a little hunting up in the Catskills, and I met a gentleman called Eric Lesser, and another gentleman that was passing by was discovering freshwater trout fishing in the Catskills and a bet show. So with that, we talked. He taught me how to do some flies. I said, my real passion is in salt water. So I built my first fly rod probably at the age of 16, 17. It was a 10-weight, two-piece lamellar glass. I had an old Fluger 578 reel on it, which is really an older reel. I'm showing my age. And then I tied a few lefty deceivers, went to the beach, threw a fly out, and boom, I hooked up with a bluefish. Then I was hooked. So being from the New York area, I wound up fishing places like Jones Inlet, Rockaway Inlet. I did an apprenticeship in Freeport, and I discovered that, okay, there are other boats. So we wound up doing a six-man and then charter boating. And then I finally took it to the last limit, is go move out to Montauk Point, where I was, again, under apprenticeship of the older generation, Art Monday, Scott Cy Carlin, to just develop and understand fishing in general and develop my shark and big game fishing, as well as striped bass and bluefish and albacore.
Well, John, that certainly is an awesome story, and I think maybe someone needs to make a little documentary or movie about you, but hey, you are a fly-tying artist. And I don't say that lightly, because you have your own company, Ocean Flies USA, and we actually sell those at Jesse Brown's Outdoors over in the South Park area. But I always find such pleasure when I receive a package from you in the mail of flies that we are to receive into our inventory. And I get to see all of these flies that you hand make, the different colors, the different styles. They are beautiful. They are technically inspired and crafted. Could you talk just a little bit about your process there and how you go from conception of those flies to sending them to us in the mail?
Sure. It's really a trip from the start to finish. Again, you know, all I did was take one aspect of this, and what we wind up doing is really the credit's got to go to Lefty Cray, Flip Pallet, Chico Hernandez, Roy Ruff, all these gentlemen that are the pioneers. When the pattern came out, they had limited materials that they could literally utilize. They actually utilized a lot of natural bucktails, feathers, hackles. So what I did was actually went out, moved to Florida back in the early 80s for my profession, which was fire protection and flooding engineering in the energy markets and commercial markets. And I used to go to various shows. So one of the shows I went to was with, I believe it was Scott Diehl's first shallow water back in 1992. Scott called me up because I needed a few fly tires in here. Can you do it? Well, at that time, my wife and I, we just had a new baby, our daughter, and she was, I believe, like 6 weeks old. I said, Scott, I really don't have the resources to come and sit on, you know, fly tie for 3 days. He goes, I'll make a deal with you. He goes, you send me a bunch of bonefish flies that actually work in the U.S. and in the Bahamas, and I'll use that as a down payment. So we did that. And then during the course of that awesome weekend, 3 days, the first actual shallow water expo with Scott Diehl and Mark Casco, from at that time it was Maverick Boats and Pathfinder now and all the others, a gentleman sat down at my table. It was Chico Hernandez. He goes, your daughter's cute, but I need to teach you some fly tying, some different techniques. So the next 2 days, I was mentored by Chico Hernandez. So with that, he introduced me to Flip Pallet, then into working with Lefty Cray. And in my energy experience, long story short, I wound up going to Three Mile Island where the nuclear plant was and wound up learning more from Bob Clouser since I was living in the immediate area. My wife didn't appreciate it because half the paycheck went to his shop on Friday. Right. But overall, you know, again, what we do at Ocean Flies USA, we've taken it from conception up to where we are today. We right now have 2 world records. I really don't talk about it. And then what we do is we think outside the box. Isla Mirada is really, really wonderful for keys and fishing. It's the sport fishing capital of the world. However, there's a lot of pressure. So what I've done with my staff and my cohorts and my guides is we think outside the box. So what we're thinking outside the box is we take the basic pattern and make some modifications. Now, with the new technologies today and the new materials, it goes above and beyond. We started manufacturing a few new products. We tested them for 2 years. 99% of our products are made in the United States, USA. The other item is all the flies are hand-tied in the U.S. And the only reason we do that is we may not be able to, you know, mass quantify, you know, tens of thousands at a time, but we are on time with delivery schedules. And we come out with, again, we think outside the box, and we look at basically how can we improve the current patterns to attract the fish to eat. So right now we're working on a few new tarpon fly, worm flies, and the reports I got, we work exclusively with 2 conch charters down in Marathon, Captain Jack Carlson, awesome gentleman. He goes out and tests everything to make sure it works. The report I got last night from him was, send more worm flies. They're eating them. And I sent him approximately 6 dozen. So that gives you an idea.
Listen, John Antonano, we got to get you back on here because not only what you do for a living in fire, flood industry, engineering that way, you're a pro fly tire and fly consultant. Obviously, the Keys and beyond, salt and freshwater custom flies. We have them at Jesse Brown's if you want to see these works of art. Or just head over to at Flat Sky on Instagram. You can see the beautiful artwork there. Contact us. We can get it all lined up. John, thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors.